Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
306 DGS and KMOX. I dig the day we're all going to get hit by trees, but I mean, I dig the day. It's real. This is my kind of day. Maybe 15 mile an hour, 20 mile an hour winds, but I don't mind the bite in the air. To me, this is fall. This is not like pre-winter. This is just what fall should be. And I do appreciate it's been 72 degrees. That's been kind of cool, too. I haven't had my air or furnace on in, it feels like 2 months. My electric bill is usually $300 or $400. It was $100 this month.
Nice.
It's nice. It's really nice. Before we get into Stairway to Kevin, let's talk sumo.
Oh, sure. What would you
look
like
at her
to
light up?
About? Oh, this is going to be a poll.
We've been watching sumo in the office.
Yes.
And I'm into it.
Yeah,
I dig
pretty
it.
Good.
I dig it.
So there is a sumo tournament going on right now in Fukuoka, Japan.
Easy.
It's kind of south. They have a tournament every November there, and yeah, it's 15 days long. So for the past couple of days, I've been like, I think they're going to play it on an NHK, but I haven't been able to like catch it at the right time in the office. Today, we were able to do so, and Dave got to watch some sumo matches.
And it was like the red zone of sumo. It was just the action, you know, which I wouldn't mind seeing the regular sumo, which I've watched with you before, where they're like sweeping. What do they call it? What do they call the stage?
The dohyo. I'm probably saying it wrong.
Interesting. I love the formalities. I love the traditions.
Mm-hmm.
I love that the matches last like 5 seconds.
Sometimes they last much longer, but yeah, typically they're pretty short.
Yeah. You going to do a poll on the DGS sumo thing?
Yep.
Yeah, who would win in a sumo
Well, I think
match.
I know how this is going to go.
Post it.
But yeah,
man, you're fast. How do you do it that fast?
I tweet a lot.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why when he goes silent for a second and he's like furiously typing, he's doing a baseball tweet.
Yeah, a lot of those are. We were talking about this earlier.
Yeah.
I regret saying it whenever I praise Kevin because it goes straight to his head. But he's extremely good at Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, not as good as I could be because I don't have 100,000 followers. So
few people are.
I guess I could be better at it.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I enjoy it. But I also told Andrew the other day, and I told Steve this too. I'm not going to be fighting on the DGS account. I do that on my own.
Yeah.
But I only fight about baseball. I don't really do it about other stuff.
Yeah, which, as I told you, I'd be fine if you fight about baseball, but I get if you want to keep your own thing to your own thing, that's cool.
Yeah.
What if I pick a fight from you from my account?
Let's go.
What if we catch Kevin fighting with himself on his own
DGS
account?
DGS account to my own account?
Uh-huh. That's funny.
That could happen. That's legit possible.
That's very funny. Stairway to Kevin?
Sure. All right. So I have a guy that's going to be my new best friend. He just doesn't know it yet. And that is Paul Mescal, the actor who is playing the lead role in Gladiator 2. Did you guys see that they did the red carpet in London? And at the red carpet in London, they had Paul Mescal, they had Pedro Pascal, they had Denzel Washington, Connie Nielsen. They're all lined up at the red carpet, and they're meeting King Charles. And Denzel kind of made it weird, which I kind of respected. He's like, oh, I don't know if I should shake your hand or not. Am I allowed to touch the king? Like that kind of thing. But also there was a boss man story about him. Like he was outside talking to fans and somebody's like, hey, you got to go in because the king is going to be here. And he's like, I'll come in when I'm ready. I don't take orders or something like that. But then this is why Paul Mescal and I are going to be best friends and he doesn't know it. He is Irish. I did not necessarily know this until just now. But he says, I'm Irish, so the whole thing about meeting King Charles, he said, it's not on my list of priorities.
Wow.
So he doesn't really, just blows it off. Because, of course, you know, Irish aren't big fans of the royal family. So I have a new best friend in that, and I'm very happy to say that he is part of the royal family haters. Do you guys have...
Part of the resistance.
Yeah, do you guys have a group like that that bothers you like me, like the royal family does to me?
Hmm.
Like, is there... Not necessarily, it doesn't have to be... This is not about a government thing. To me, it's just... The concept of royalty is so stupid. The idea that you're special is stupid. The idea that everybody goes along with it is stupid. Like, no, don't make eye contact. Why? His name's Charles. He's a dude.
Why do you think the royal subjects love it, the ones who do?
Because it's always been. Right? I mean, a lot of things people it's comforting
because it's been there. If tomorrow Great Britain became a United States-style constitutional republic, what would it have? It would be so boring.
Well, I mean, it already is that.
Right.
They don't do anything.
It's window dressing.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like, we're going to let you continue to pretend that you have real power. They have influence, right? Because they have the name and the money and all of that. They have influence, but they don't make the decisions. They're not going to... King Charles can't declare war. He can't say, we're going to war. He can't do any of those things. That's been taken away from them for a long time. But do you guys have a thing like that other people think is... like normal and maybe even cool and fun that you just hate?
Probably Magic the Gathering.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say gingers.
Nobody thinks we're cool.
Except
us. We think we're cool.
Just kind of want them eradicated. I don't know. Something about them.
Go for it.
Something about gingers.
Eradicated.
Go for it.
Ramped up.
Bring your magic cards. We'll see how that goes.
Weird question. I know you've always known you had red hair.
Yeah.
But when did you first realize it was a thing for people?
I don't remember. I mean, like,
did
when
anybody
when,
ever like
when
make
other
fun
people
of you?
No, you know, it would start off like when I was a little kid, it would be more like people making a big deal out of it in a good way, like, oh, look at that gorgeous red hair, like that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't become a thing where like anybody was making fun of you or picking on you.
Of course.
Until later. But even then, I grew up in this little closed environment where that wasn't going to be a big deal. Like I went to public school till I was in third grade, and kindergarten to third grade, what's really happening?
Right.
And then after that, I was in a Catholic school. We had 21 kids in our eighth grade class, and I went to a Catholic boys high school where it's small environment. It wasn't a lot of bullying or picking on. And by some point, I was also like, if you're going to bully me, we're just going to fight. So. No, I never.
That is the single most Wheeler answer of all time.
Sure.
You're going to have to fight me, bro.
I'm not saying I would always win the fight.
Things went really, really well for me, and then when they didn't, I just beat them up.
No, that's not it. When they're mean to me, when you come at me, I'm going to fight you.
Speaking of fighting, I am currently in second place sumo poll, which I was at first, my feelings were a little hurt that no one was voting for me, and now I'm like,
well, you're
awesome.
The only student.
That's true.
Of sumo.
Yeah, you're the one who's like,
you know,
the only
moves.
One who knows any rules.
Yeah, you definitely know the rules.
Right.
I don't.
We don't even know what the rules are.
You could pull the whole like, is that Steve Buscemi? And when I turn around, you're just like asses down.
Is my interpretation of it the simplest that you're just trying to push them out of the circle?
That, or you're trying to get them to fall down in the circle.
And I am a larger gentleman, but real ones will remember that I have a very terrible center of gravity. I am very easy to knock over.
I didn't realize this.
We did this on the show one time, years ago, but we did it on the show one time where I was like, I bet I can be pretty easily knocked over. And you just like gave me a little shove and I went,
okay.
Well, we only have 10,
very easy to knock over.
We only have 10 votes on that poll, but we got to get some more action on that.
Yeah.
Bills is currently winning.
Yeah, 6 out of 10. It's all right.
Dave and Andrew are both at 10% of the vote.
Well, I mean, I could do a little better than 10%, people. I mean,
you're not that easy to knock over?
Not that easy to knock over.
Now you're offended?
I wouldn't win, but, I could do okay.
Man.
I'm trying to think of a group I don't like.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, maybe.
It's a weird exercise.
It's a dicey subject.
It's a weird exercise.
Kevin has asked us to reveal our prejudices.
Well, no, it's not even that. It's just like, it doesn't have to be to the level of hatred that I have.
Oh, those Methodists, boy.
Yeah.
Are there any groups of people you guys just can't stand?
But it could
be
something
based on like their race or their country of origin.
No.
Based on like the things about them that they can't change, like their circumstances at birth.
It could be like what you were talking about, Dave, that like it could be... I don't know. It could be like runners talking about running or bikers, like the cyclists that are always
taking up. Don't start that one up again.
Cyclists that are always taking up the roadway.
If
the royals defended themselves the way bicyclists do, they wouldn't have any problems.
They'd still be in power. I hate the bicyclists.
But this was my point. It's not necessarily like me where it's a class. It's a, like a whole class of rich people that I hate.
I've got a large group of people that I can throw into the mix here.
Do it.
If you don't drive in your own lane, I hate you. I think you're the scum of the... If you're driving down Hampton Avenue and your tire is 6 inches into the other lane, you're the worst.
Yep.
You're the worst. There's so many people that do it.
Scum of the earth.
I mean, it's like I'm trying to pass you, and I don't have an opportunity. I'm going to mess up my car.
Yep. See, you knew that the hate's there, man. You
the
just
hate
let
is
it out.
There. I just had to find it.
You just need a wheeler to bring
I'm
it
just,
out of you.
I'm just trying to get all of you guys to follow me. Like, get in that car with me.
Join me in the hate.
Yes, about something. You don't have to hate everything. You don't have to hate everyone, but it's okay to hate a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, keeps you warm at night.
I hate the royal family. I hate the idea. So what?
Do you hate them? Do you blame them? Would you like them to, like, affirmatively renounce?
I would love it if, like, the younger generation were to go, you know what? We realize this is really
dumb.
Stupid, so we're going to stop doing this. But I understand you grow up in it and you're brought up in it, so it's hard for you to, you would never even, that thought might would never cross your mind.
The thing that I really agree with you on, Wheels, is whenever it's like, oh, Donald Trump has visited the Queen and he didn't step out of the way when she blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Why should our leaders have to acquiesce to your stupid made-up rules?
Yes, he's the actual boss.
Yeah, he should high-five him.
You're the pretend boss. You should be the one following guidelines for the other people.
Here's another story you could tweet out. This is really interesting. You know, we all love fresh air, right? And the fresher, the better. Mountain air, it's good for your body. They have discovered now something called aeronutrients, as opposed to gastronutrients, that you literally get vitamins and nutrients from fresh air.
Cool.
Like, it's not just pleasant, and it's not just cleanses your mind. It actually adds to the health of your body in measurable ways. That's pretty interesting.
So just
that's
by breathing?
Cool. Just by breathing.
Do you have to be, like, are there better places to get better air?
I never finish an article. So they probably said that. I had that thought halfway through the article. Then I'm like, a squirrel.
I'm just curious, because, you know, like, I didn't know this. It makes sense, but I didn't know this until the other day. But you know the sun does not heat the air, right?
What are you talking about?
I didn't know this. I just saw this on a video. I did not know this. The sun doesn't heat the air, which is why the higher up you go, the colder it is, right?
So the closer to the sun you go.
If the sun was actually heating the air and heating
the
atmosphere, it would actually be hotter up there because you're closer. The sun heats the ground because the ground absorbs the energy. The air doesn't. It just passes right through. So the closer you are to the ground, the hotter it is, and the closer the ground you're on is to the sun, the hotter it is there.
So it's heating the air?
I didn't know that. So the ground heats the
earth.
Yeah.
The earth?
Yeah, which is why when you're on the top of a mountain, it's always cold. When you're in an airplane, it's like 40 below outside. Because you're
this is the single most educational radio show in the world.
How great is that?
So.
Yeah, and I just learned
it
the other day.
And we're pretty good at sumo.
Apparently.
I mean
Andrew and I are only 10% good.
No, Andrew is
some of us are 10% good.
Am I at the bottom?
Yeah.
Well, that's a bunch of crap. Now I feel like I have to prove myself.
All right, let's have a tournament. I mean,
you have to sumo, Rachel.
Dave, I have to prove. Actually, I think.
I mean, I didn't want to have to call Amy out, but okay.
You gotta defend your honor.
Put her down hard.
Oh my God.
Wheels, what's Ted Cruz doing?
Oh, man. This stuff always bothers me when people in D.C. want to get involved in sports, but in particular in college sports. Ted Cruz wants to hold hearings about college sports because of the way things have gone here with name, image, and license rules and the transfer portal. And he says it's, quote, the Wild West out there. And I don't know, maybe you guys can help me out because I'm just a dumb sports guy, but don't we all love and brag about our free market economy? Like, isn't that a big Republican talking point? The market will decide. Let the market decide. We don't need regulation. We need the market to decide. Well, why do we change that when it comes to sports? Why do we need congressional intervention? What's the point? Why are we all, well, everybody should make what your value is what you can earn, what you can command. But yet when we come to college sports, like, no. This is the Wild West. This isn't okay.
Do you think part of it is like, well, these kids are young and they don't necessarily need to be making this much money and we don't want them to get out of control? I'm not saying that's right. I think that's completely a backwards way of thinking.
Yeah,
but do you think that's part of it?
I think that's part of it. I think that there's also the side of this that it's different and that difference scares people. And it also it's a change in the power dynamic. These are sports that were entirely dominated by coaches, athletic administrators, and TV networks forever. And now the players have power. Mm-hmm. They have the power to say, no, you're treating me like crap. I'm leaving your school and going to another one because they're going to give me more money. Or they're going to give me the same money and I'm going to get to play. And then you get these idiots like Tommy Tuberville who's out there saying the same thing. And Tommy Tuberville is a tool. He's out there today saying how it's or not today, but this week, talking about the transfer portal and name, image, and likeness. He doesn't like how these players can break a contract and leave a school. Tommy Tuberville got up in the middle of a recruiting dinner while he was the head football coach at Texas Tech and left because he had to get out and cancel his contract to leave for another job the next day. He literally walked out on his job and broke his contract to take another job. And he's
almost
got,
like they're hypocrites.
And he's got the nerve now to say it's bad that people are, and it's only bad when players do it. It's not bad when coaches do it. It's not bad when a coach is at Mizzou and Alabama wants them and they leave and they go to Alabama. Oh, no, that's fine. That's the free market. Well, why is it different for a coach than a player? Which, you know, which ones, what do you, Dave, let me ask you, what do you think is more important to a college football program for the long term? The coach that's going to be there 10 years or the player that's going to be there a couple?
Yeah, the coach.
Of course. You could have a decade-long impact on the program if the big coach leaves to go take another job. The player's going to come and go in a couple years no matter what. I don't understand this. I don't know why people buy it. I don't know how these idiots don't get called on it by people in their own party. If you are the free market reign, stop regulating people party, then you need to stop trying to regulate these people.
Well said.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 335. That's Dave Murray time. Hello, Dave.
Hello there. The anticipation is building.
I know. So obviously you feel good about it or you wouldn't put it out.
I do.
But sometimes you feel more confident than others. Is this a more confident one?
This is one that could really come back and bite me.
Okay.
I'm going way out on a limb on a couple of events.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll leave it like that. And that, you know what, I'll add one more thing. And that does include the chances of a white Christmas.
Okay. So that's or tomorrow not. At this time, exclusively yes. on the DGS, and then followed yes. up on Dave's social media after that.
Yes.
What are you thinking about today?
I'm thinking today that the Northwest flow is back.
Mm-hmm.
We've had some wind gusts up to 45 miles per hour. Temperatures, you look at the temperature and you say, you know what, that's not too bad this time of year until you step out in the wind.
Yeah.
And that wind is going to be with us all night tonight. We'll go down to 35. But with the wind chills are going to be in the 20s. They could be in the low to mid 20s overnight tonight. Windy all day tomorrow. Again, some wind gusts 35 to 40 miles per hour. 45 for the high. Wind chills are going to be below freezing. It's going to be a real nippy day. Pretty day, partly sunny, but really nippy to be out and about. 35 and still windy on Thursday night. Friday, light winds, partly sunny, but 45, that's it for the high. 32 Friday night. The weekend improvement, Saturday sunny and 52, Sunday sunny and 62, promise some bouncing of the temperatures. But I still think Thanksgiving, the weekend, including Thanksgiving, is going to be on the chilly side.
Okay. Fair enough. And a possible white Christmas. Tune in tomorrow, 3:35.
No, I didn't say that. I said, I'll have some interesting forecasting going on for the possibilities of a white Christmas.
I think you said
what I just said.
Okay, the possibility. Okay.
I didn't say possibility. I said possibility.
We should have added Dave to the
sumo.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should have. Yeah. He probably would have done pretty well.
I think so.
And then we have to do it. It ended up being Dave Murray versus Rachel.
this are knowing sumo wrestlers or
no it's
actual competition.
Actual competition on the DGS in a sumo dojo.
I used to be into sumo wrestling a little bit.
Oh, cool.
Long time ago.
Rachel's our expert now.
Definitely not an expert.
You're our expert.
Yes.
During what time, Dave?
During the time we were really going to Hawaii frequently, because that's huge. It's huge in the Hawaiian Islands.
Rach, what we were watching today, is that like the Super Bowl of?
It's not the Super Bowl. They have six tournaments a year. Mm-hmm. They have one in January, one in March, one in May, one in July, one in September, one in November.
Give me the top five sumo wrestlers in the world.
I don't.
Or your favorites?
Kevin
Wheeler.
What's that?
Kevin Wheeler, number one.
Yeah, Kevin Wheeler.
The shortest one.
I don't know the answer as far as like the top ones. Like I said, like if we really wanted to have a conversation about it, we should have my boyfriend Kurt come into the show because he really knows a lot. But the Ozeki wrestler right now, who I think is going to be huge, is his name is Ono Sato. And he had his first tournament in January. He's already reached the Ozeki rank, which is really high up. And he is a big boy. He, like, for the most part, like, he can just push somebody out of the ring, no problem.
There's no limit, right, to how big you can be? There's not, weight classes?
Not that I know of, no.
I don't think so, no.
But yeah, it's very fun to get into.
It's cool.
Name just rolled right off your tongue.
Oh, she's good at it.
Yeah.
I was impressed.
Yeah, she's holding back. Today, she was naming everybody off. I was saying who was cute and who wasn't. Like, he's very pretty. She's like, oh, Okasana, yes. Headlines, Rach?
Yeah, Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. This is crazy. Jay Leno is hurt again. You'll recall that he fell or something recently. Well, he's fallen again. He says he fell 60 feet down a hill and hit his face on a rock. He was talking to TMZ and he said he thought the hill was not steep and attempted to walk down it. And he fell. He still performed his show that night before seeking medical attention, but he does not look good.
Did you see the picture?
Yeah, I did.
Wow, the whole side of his face is black and blue.
I know, it's kind of wild. So I guess he had a motorcycle accident prior and a fire in his garage.
And a fire in his garage.
Yeah.
And it's sad. His wife is dealing with dementia.
Yeah.
And he's taking care of her. And then he was, as I understand it, going either between his home or someone's home and a restaurant, and he took a shortcut. Mm. And he failed to appreciate the incline and took a tumble.
Poor guy. Campbell's shareholders have approved the company's new soupless name. They've changed their name to Campbell's Co. The company announced the intention to drop soup from its name in order to reflect its diverse portfolio.
What else do they make?
This is just happy, happy horse crap to me. It's like, okay.
That's a stretch, isn't it?
Yeah.
Come up with Campbell Co.
Like, no one cares.
They also make goldfish crackers and Prego sauce.
Plus,
okay, so soup and crackers.
Right. Like, by doing this, you're only going to piss people off. Yeah. People who like Campbell's soup and grew up with Campbell's soup, when you say, we're Campbell's Co., no one's going to go like, oh, finally, thank God, because you're more than soup, you're crackers too.
Yeah.
But people like me, mean people, will be like, you suck. There, Kevin, there's the people I hate, the Campbell's people.
All the marketing people.
And you know what? Prego. When you're at the store and either you or your spouse goes, hey, you don't say, hey, get some Campbell's. It's always, get some Campbell's soup.
Yeah, go find the Campbell's Co. aisle.
I want you to get the Campbell's goldfish.
Yeah, can you give me some Campbell's Prego while you're at the store, please?
Well, we destroyed them.
Sure did. Felt good.
Damn it, Campbell's.
That'll learn them.
California voters have narrowly rejected the $18 minimum wage. That's the first such no vote nationwide since 1996. Hmm. The current minimum wage in California is $16 per hour, but I thought this was very interesting. There is a $20 per hour exclusion for large fast food chains. I looked this up. If they have 60 or more locations, they have to pay their employees $20 an hour.
Oh, I thought it would go the other way, that they wouldn't have to do that. That's interesting.
I think that is an interesting way to look at it, though, right? So, like, a mom-and-pop place wouldn't be held to the same standard as a multinational corporation.
Okay. Right. That does make sense.
Yeah.
Circle K is going to celebrate National Fuel Day on Thursday, the same day as the winter forecast. This is really shaping up to be quite the day.
Free gas for everybody.
Well, not quite, but they're offering a discount of 40 cents per gallon on gas at all locations in the U.S. Circle K. It's taking place from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. Central Time. Drivers can take advantage of the
smart
deal
marketing
by visiting a nearby Circle K store.
Yeah, so the lines there mean I have no interest in even getting the discount.
You can listen to the winter forecast and then go get
your car. Yeah.
Perfect.
Andrew, where is Circle K in your ether of fast food or of convenience stores?
Michael's on. Pretty high, sipping on a Circle K Polar Pop at the moment, actually. It's up there. They have the exclusive Mountain Dew Purple Thunder flavor, of course. We all know that. I mean, you know.
Goes without saying.
Yeah.
We all get the newsletter.
All of the soft drink sommeliers.
You've all had your multiple Purple Thunders.
Are they
today.
The place that shamed you for wanting to eat a raw hot dog?
They are, but that really was my fault, not theirs.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're a big
you
man.
You must really like them if you're willing to take the hit.
Yeah. Well, that also happened at QT one time.
Oh.
So it's a pattern.
It's happened.
Eating the raw hot dog.
He's realizing he may be the problem in this situation.
Why do you, it's happened two times.
Why do you not go for the Dunn dogs?
They didn't have any Dunn dogs. Oh. They just had the
cooking.
The cooking dogs.
Yeah, when it's on your mind and then you get there and they don't have the ones that are ready.
Yeah,
it's like,
you're not going to just walk away.
Exactly. You got to just take the ones that are in your path, right? You
gotta cooked.
You got to take the hot dogs that come to you. You can't necessarily always go to the dogs.
Sure.
So Vladimir Putin has gifted some zoo animals, including lions and bears, to a North Korean zoo. Just thought that was kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Those two countries becoming closer. Nothing to see there, I guess.
You know what fascinates me is that... not to put too fine a point on this, but bad guys don't think they're bad guys. Like the whole evil axis, they don't struggle to sleep at night. They don't think, oh, I'm going to get rid of those do-gooders, the United States. They think that our way of life and our system of government is inferior and is dangerous, and they believe that communism or fascism or whatever brand of it that they wield is the right way to do things, and that just fascinates me. They believe they're as right as we do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've always thought that the dictator types just didn't give a crap. They just want the power.
Could be.
So, well, you know, hey, if other people who only want power for themselves want to be my partner, well, great, because they're not a threat to my power.
Mm-hmm.
So Democratic voters were polled, and they say Kamala Harris should run again in 2028. She got 41% of respondents supporting her for 2028.
I don't understand that at all. I just don't understand that.
Oh, man.
California. Well, you got your ass handed to you. Let's do it again.
Yeah. Well, this is why Democrats lose. They just do the same thing over and over again.
I mean, in fairness, it won't be Trump next time, but it's still a terrible idea. You should not. I don't know if you guys agree. I don't know. The Trump thing kind of breaks this because usually it was you don't rerun a losing candidate, right? I mean, obviously, Donald Trump did and he won. So maybe that's out the window. Maybe that's old school.
But that's an outlier. And like that's so clear that it's an outlier. And this is the Democrats thing. They do the same thing. It doesn't work, and then they're like, well, we got to do it again because it'll probably work this time.
And then you blame everybody else for not getting it.
Yes, and then they're like, well, it was Latino men or whatever.
It's not our fault. Everybody else is stupid.
Can't be our fault. We're perfect. It's so stupid. Sorry.
Andrew hates them like I hate the royal family.
It's already been on my mind today. And then when you were like, well, they're going to run Kamala again in 4 years. Oh, yeah, good.
See, it's there.
She lost in a landslide.
Between the Democrats and Campbell Soup.
Only person, the royal family. Only person in a decade to lose the popular vote to Trump. And let's run her again.
One more story here. Americans stressed about politics, like we're sounding like we are right now, may end up skipping Thanksgiving altogether. 23% of respondents say they just don't want to deal with it. And there are ways to enjoy the holidays without letting politics interfere. So they're just going to
I've heard a lot of this from
stay
friends.
Away from friends and family who might want to talk about it.
Yeah.
I'm a big advocate for like advanced communication, saying I won't have to do this because our family doesn't get into politics stuff at the holidays. But if it was going to be a thing, I'd be contacting people in advance and say, look, we're doing this. We are not going there.
Past fights.
And if you want to go there, you can just not come. You can just not show up because the rest of us don't want to argue. We just want to have fun and be together.
Yikes.
Hey.
Wheels is like, hey, if you want to bully me about politics, we're just going to fight about
we're
it.
We're just going to fight.
Listen, you wanna go, hey, if you want to go outside, Uncle whatever, let's
do
go.
Some sumo wrestling with Wheels.
Yeah, Uncle Rico. I'll take Uncle Rico.
Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it.
All right.
Welcome back, DGS. We have Matt Pauly coming up next. Andrew, you're mad about a saint?
Yeah, so Wheeler was telling me about this
It's
earlier.
An angry day in the DGS.
Yeah, it's an angry day, and it's, you know, I'm usually mad about a saint in some way or another. But so there's a new saint in town. It's going to be the first ever millennial saint. They're going to what do they call it? Beatify a 16-year-old kid who from Italy who passed away in 2006. And he ran a website in the, you know, 2006 was pretty early internet days, you know, relatively.
Yeah.
And he ran a website that tracked and documented miracles.
Okay.
And he also ran some, like, websites for his local churches and stuff like that. And they're going
to Don't you have
him.
To have, like, three miracles associated with you?
So, in research, and Kevin and I were both kind of looking into this a little bit, they have, I think, two miracles that they attribute to his, quote, intercession. So basically something he did with his websites
that
allowed these miracles to happen.
Mm.
And so he kind of gets credit for those as well.
Yeah, I looked this up because I was fascinated by this because, I mean, again, growing up Catholic, I thought you had to be like, I mean, I thought you had to be like a martyr.
A saint.
Right?
Yeah,
you had to actually perform the miracles. And I guess in 2017, the Pope changed some of the rules on becoming a saint. So you'd be a martyr. That's one. There must be a close relation between the offering of your life and the premature death of your own, I guess, like the willingness to die. And that that's close proximity, I mm-hmm. guess, is the way to put that. They have to show good Christian virtues. They have to have a reputation for holiness. And then the obvious, they have to have performed a miracle.
And
so he lowered the standards, like literally.
Yeah, I was just very surprised by it because I grew up.
Maybe they need a new
being
category.
Taught, yeah, like a sub saint.
Yeah,
mini saint,
super
saint
good guy.
Junior. I mean, it's fine
yeah,
if they want to just.
Dude. Yeah,
they get it's their club. They get to make the rules.
Yeah,
it's just
good
funny.
Point.
It's just no, but it's just funny because the rules have always been, you know, you give your life for your faith. You are the one that performs a miracle, not just like, oh, my website allowed someone else to do it.
Yeah. Modern times.